Good afternoon, everybody. We wanted to talk some this afternoon about some of the landscape horticultural research efforts we've been doing at the LSU Ag Center in Hammond. And this is something we've been working on for about the last 8 or 10 years. The Hammond Research Station is one of the oldest agricultural experiment stations in Louisiana. It's been there since 1922. And this station has primarily been historically a fruit crop, vegetable crop research station. Some ornamental horticulture has been done there off and on for the last 80 or 90 years, but we have a new initiative at the station in Hammond that was started about 9 years ago to lessen and really eliminate the fruit and vegetable program and do landscape horticulture research and extension activities. And this was a result of some administrative changes, but also the result of some industry advisory committee meetings that we had. We weren't getting a whole lot of input from the fruit and vegetable clientele in that part of the state. We were getting a lot of interest and a lot of input from the nursery growers, landscapers in that part of the state. So we initiated some of this landscape horticulture work. We don't have a very large staff at the station in Hammond, but we're cooperating with a lot of the campus faculty. We cooperate with a lot of land-grant university faculty members in neighboring states, and we have a lot of industry partnerships that we've been able to establish. So the station in Hammond is on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain from New Orleans, about 50-55 miles from here. We're right at the end of Harding Zone 8B, not quite 9A, a very rapidly growing part of Louisiana. The ornamental horticulture industry in Louisiana is a very large industry, as it is in many states. The retail garden centers, the landscape contractors, the landscape maintenance, and of course the nursery growers. And in this part of Baton Rouge, New Orleans, southeast Louisiana, we have probably 70% of everybody in the state who's in this part of the area. So 9 years ago, we started this new program, Landscape Horticulture Research and Education Extension Center at the Hammond Research Station. This was primarily started by Dr. Regina Bracey. She took over as the director of the station in 2004 with the retirement of Dr. Roy Constantine, and it was her vision and cooperation with some industry advisory groups that resulted in this change of direction at the station in Hammond. There I am at the station in one of our crepe myrtle evaluation fields. I'm a horticulture professor at LSU. I have a 25% research appointment, 75% extension service appointment working with the commercial ornamental horticulture industry. Here's Dr. Yan Chen, who's with us today. She's our landscape horticulture research professor. She does a lot of landscape BMP work, horticulture entomology, some plant growth regulator studies. So she's doing a lot of landscape horticulture research at the station in Hammond. Here's one of our relatively new employees, Jason Stagg. Jason is in an instructor position. Even though it's called instructor, it's a 100% research position. It's kind of a entry-level faculty position between a research associate or a research technician and an assistant professor. So Jason is on board with us at Hammond to help us with our plant trials. Joey Quibido is another one of our research associates at the station in Hammond. He was a long time assigned to our strawberry program, now helping us with our landscape horticulture work. Here's Gina Abair, my research associate at Hammond. Dr. Charlie Johnson, he is a fruit professor at the LSU Ag Center, but he's working at Hammond a little bit now, helping us with some ornamental plant breeding projects, because he has been doing a lot of plant breeding on fruit crops and vegetable crops during his LSU career from 1980 until now. So this is some of the research gardens, demonstration gardens that we have at Hammond. We have a lot going on. We've done some retention ponds and construction wetland work. We've had some firewise landscaping projects that we've done. We've done some phenology garden work. We have these different segmented gardens at the station where we do different plant trials, annual and perennial trials in sun, annual and perennial trials in shade, some rose garden and rose variety work. The Margie Jenkins Azalea Garden is named for one of our distinguished nursery ladies in South Louisiana, Margie Jenkins, and that garden has a lot of native plants in addition to azaleas. Our new Piney Woods Garden is where we're doing more woody ornamental trials. We're seeing a little bit more university effort and trialing of trees and shrubs. It seems like the bedding plant trials are being covered very well by land-grant universities, but a lot of the universities have not been doing a lot of tree evaluations and shrub evaluations, so we're trying to work in that particular area to expand what we're doing there. So this is Ms. Margie Jenkins. She has a nursery in Amite, Louisiana, and we did a fundraiser to put this garden in 2006, and we raised $56,000 to put in this garden at the station in Hammond. Ms. Margie really didn't want a scholarship fund named after her. She didn't really know. Everybody loves Ms. Margie. She's 94, and she will outwork any of us in this room. You know, I guarantee you, a very plant knowledgeable lady, and everybody wanted to do something for her. She said she wanted a garden, so we built her a garden. Here's Ms. Margie with Buddy Lee, the developer of Encore Azaleas. He's a very big supporter of what we do at the Hammond Research Station. And Mr. Bobby Green, who has Green Nursery in Fairhope, Alabama. He's another big supporter of what we're doing and a very important part of our industry relationships. Here's Mr. Rick Webb. Rick has a native plant nursery in Amite, Louisiana, and he's also a very good supporter of what we're doing at the gardens in Hammond. He's done a lot of selection and variety naming of native plants indigenous to that part of Louisiana. He's got viburnum selections and some other plants like that. This is the Louisiana chapter of the Azalea Society of America. So some of you may not be familiar with the Azalea Society of America, but they have different chapters around the United States, and we have a very active group in Louisiana, and they helped us with the development of the azalea garden. And this is the first year or two of the garden in bloom in the spring, and that's another couple of years later. So we have primarily azaleas and companion native trees and companion native shrubs out in the azalea garden. So what are we doing industry-wise to have research that's significant? What are we doing with our extension service effort to get the information out to our commercial ornamental horticulture clientele? Of course, your traditional things like field days and open houses. We have plant material conferences. A very big part of what we do at Hammond is our plant trials, annual bedding plants, perennials, roses, crepe myrtle evaluations. We're a national trial site for some of these rose trials that are replacing All America Rose selections. The AGRS is the American Garden Rose Trials for Sustainability, and some of these other programs. I send out an email update two or three times a month to go to about 1,000 people who are nursery growers, landscape contractors, retail garden center folks in Louisiana to keep them updated on what we're doing. We send out a weekly news article from the LSU Ag Center that goes statewide on landscape horticulture that's released every Friday. We send out a calendar of upcoming events once a month. We're very active on Facebook and do a lot of social media. I think that's something that those of us with an extension appointment really need to be getting more involved in, because we have to be able to reach our clientele with non-traditional ways. So if we're not tweeting, if we're not Facebooking, we may be left behind. We're doing a lot more with our woody plant trials, as I mentioned to you earlier. in-state nurseries, out-of-state nurseries. For the first time in forever, some of the larger woody ornamental growers in the United States are financially supporting land-grant university evaluations of trees and shrubs, and that's something that has never really been done. So that's a very good positive step that we're seeing resulting from some of what we're doing. Dr. Chen does some IR4 trials and some plant growth regulator trials. We've been doing some chili thrip evaluations, crepe myrtle bark scale studies. We're venturing a little bit into some of our alternative fruit crops. Really in Louisiana, figs are certainly not an alternative fruit crop, but Dr. Johnson's fig program, we're moving the fig program that the LSU Ag Center has had for 50 years to the station in Hammond, and we're also doing some evaluation of olives, not necessarily just for production, but ornamental landscape appeal. Several universities are now participating in this plant trial database. If you're doing university bedding plant trials, you can now enter all your data into this national reporting system, compare new bedding plants on how they're performing in Athens, Georgia versus how they're performing in Hammond, Louisiana, Starkville, Mississippi, Dallas, Texas, College Station. So it's a good comparison trial. We have all these industry growers that are cooperating in this. They're all financially supporting this national plant trial database. And you can see the folks on this list are the ones that are very common to you. Ball Horticulture, Proven Winners, Cicada, Syngenta, Centauri, all those different companies. And here's the land grant universities in the South that are right now participating in this bedding plant trial database. And there's also some public gardens that are participating in this also. I think there's about 35 reporting groups that are putting data in here at the current time. Mississippi State, Texas A&M, Georgia, Tennessee, NC State, LSU Ag Center. We also have this very successful Louisiana Superplant program where we're taking some of our plant trials, plant evaluations, plant observations at the LSU Ag Center. We're recommending a couple of plants each spring, a couple of plants each fall. That's Louisiana Superplants, LSU Ag Center endorsed, highly recommended, perform well for you. Some of these are new plants, some of these are older plants, but we have about 30 plants so far that have been named Louisiana Superplants. And this is very similar to Texas Superstars and Mississippi Medallions and Georgia Gold Medal winners and Florida Plants of the Year. So a lot of different states are doing these kind of programs at the current time. So this National Plant Trial Database has been very successful. This will be year 3 for the program. I think it's going very well. We're working with a lot of these national woody ornamental nursery growers, like Plant Development Services. Plant Development Services is in Alabama, and they have the Encore Azaleas and the Southern Living Plant Collection. Greenleaf Nursery in Texas cooperates with us on some plant trials. Spring Meadow Nursery in Michigan, they grow the shrubs that become proven winter plants. Connor Pyle, Star Roses and Plants, they're doing a lot more than roses now. They're doing shrubs, they're doing herbaceous perennials. Bailey Nursery, they have the first edition brand of plants. First editions are being promoted a lot now in the southeastern United States. So some of us that do land grant research work in horticulture in the South are working with Bailey Nursery now on some of their first edition plant evaluations. And then we're working with some of our regional nurseries like Panhandle Growers in Florida and Jay Berry Nursery in Texas and some of these other ones that are listed there. The American Rose Society is in Louisiana. We do cooperative research with them and get financial support for our work from the American Rose Society. Also, it's important that we work with our advisory groups. In most of our states, we have departments of ag and forestry that have advisory groups. The Farm Bureau Federation in Louisiana has a nursery advisory group, so we meet with them on a regular basis and try to update them on what we're doing and also try to get suggestions and ideas from them on what we could be doing. We're very fortunate that we have a lot of good university cooperation. Mark Windham, who's a pathologist at Tennessee, does some rose work with us. We do a lot of work with David Creech at Stephen F. Austin State University in Texas. Brent Pemberton over in Overton, we work with him on some plant trials. Our friend Gary Knox from the University of Florida helps us with a lot of things, Mississippi State University, USDA. So we have a lot of university partnerships that we're continuing to work on. In Louisiana, we have a number of nursery and landscape associations, the state associations, the regional associations. For the most part, most of these are very active. Most of these folks are financially supporting what we're doing. The second thing on the list there, we started a LNLA Foundation for Scholarship and Research. We have a major fundraiser every year. We raise about $40,000 a year, and the majority of that money comes back to us at the Ag Center for our research work that we're trying to get done. Some of the industry events that we have at the station in Hammond, education for the industry, in addition to cooperative events that we put on. We have some landscape pest management workshops for the ornamental and turf grass commercial pesticide applicators. We have two field days a year. We have a spring open house and a fall open house. The spring open house for the industry also includes a horticulture lecture series. And then our fall open house in October is now in cooperation with the Southeast Louisiana Nursery Association. So we have a nursery trade show at the station on the same day as a field day. We used to have a nursery trade show in October, and then we had a field day in October, so we took two events and put it at one site, and we tripled the attendance, and we get people who never went to the Selna trade show to come to the trade show, and we got people who weren't coming to field day coming to field day. So I think that worked very well, and we took attendance from both those events from 125 or 150 to 300. So it's really worked out very well. We have a plant conference every year. Ball Horticulture has had a short course for the their customers in Louisiana and Mississippi at Hammond three or four times, and that's gone very well. We have board meetings and tour groups, and so, you know, you can see we have a lot there. Here's some of our Nursery and Landscape Association board and some of our Department of Ag and Forestry supporters, and Commissioner Mike Strain there in the front, who's our current Department of Agriculture Commissioner. Here's some of our live oak trees at Hammond, where we have arborist workshops and continuing education for arborists. Here's some of our tours in the Sun Garden at some of our field day events. We also get people to vote for their favorite plants, and we kind of send that information out, and a lot of the industry, a lot of the university folks that have trial garden open houses are doing that, letting the folks that attend vote on what they think are the best new plants in the garden at that particular time. And you'll see a TV camera back there too. Whenever we have events at the station, we try to either send out a news article on it, or we try to get the LSU Ag Center communications faculty to do a story or do a TV spot on our event. So I think that's helped us a whole lot also. You would think they could find a better male spokesmodel than me, though. Okay. So here's our flyer for the event that we have coming up in October, our Landscape Horticulture Day with our Southeast Louisiana Nursery Association. Where do we get the money to do what we do? Dr. Bracey, I have to admit, is the one who's very, very creative on this kind of thing. Some of this would be kind of non-traditional support. Some of this would be traditional support. But we had a lot to do at the station in Hammond 10 years ago when we started to go this way. We had dilapidating buildings, we had gravel roads, we had decent equipment, but our buildings were falling down. Hurricane Katrina was no help. Hurricane Gustav was no help. So we had to be very innovative. So the station in Hammond is not LSU property. It belongs to the Tangipahoa Parish government. So we had 180 acres, but we had 40 acres that we weren't using that was on Highway 190. So the parish sold the land and gave us some money, which, you know, that doesn't happen a whole lot these days. I'm not sure how we pull that off. So that's one way we got a new building. Sure, we've had some administrative support from the Ag Center for what we're doing, but not as much as some people think we've gotten. When you get hurricanes, at least you get a little bit of money back to make some repairs, although you got to wait 3 to 7 years for the FEMA money to get here. The Nursery Foundation has been very supportive of what we're doing at Hammond. The Maine LNLA has been supportive of what we're doing at Hammond. We've been very successful with the in-state specialty crop block grants for horticulture crops. So that has helped us a whole lot. We've had to be creative. We've had to cooperate with other folks. They're saying we're getting too much of the money now, so they're trying to shut us down. So, that's something that we're working on. We've had garden parties to establish new gardens. We have minor support from a lot of the master gardener groups. You've got to cater to them. You've got to go talk to them. You've got to give tours for them, but you can get some financial support from them. So IR4 money, we've got some HRI grants. We have some of the national companies now giving us a little bit of money, not a whole lot of money for plant trials. And really, the money that you get for plant trials, whether it be from a national wholesale woody ornamental grower or from Ball Horticulture, really does not pay for all the work you do for them, but at least it's something, you know. So that's some of the support that we've gotten financially to do what we've had to do in Hammond. So I'm not sure how many of you all have ever been to the station in Hammond, but we certainly invite you to come. I know several of you all who are in town for the meeting have been up to the station in Hammond, and we welcome you to come see. What are the things that we're doing at Hammond to get the industry support that we're getting? We regularly communicate with our clientele what's going on. You know, that's very important, and that's kind of what we may be not doing in some situations as good as we used to do. We still have to maintain our extension communication to our clientele. Very important. News articles, mass media, plants of the week, Facebooking, all that builds your clientele and generates interest. Have events, have field days, but don't do the same thing 5 or 6 or 7 straight years. You've got to be innovative and you've got to do something new. We believe in the motto of the International Plant Propagators Association, seek and share. Give out your information, share plants with folks. That comes back and helps you very significantly. Try to attend the Farm Bureau and the Department of Ag and Forestry and the LNLA board meetings and be actively involved in them. And I think all of us are seeing that we've got to start working more with our colleagues, multi-state efforts, national efforts, because one university by themselves does not have the expertise to do everything anymore like we used to. So we've got to cooperate with a lot of industry partners, university partners to get done what we're getting done. So that's just a little bit of how we've done some things at Hammond, how we've worked with the industry a little bit, and where we're going, and I'll be glad to take any questions or comments.
Have time for a question? I have a question. You have multiple institutions at different state locations. And for some of the specialty crops, are you able to do multi-state, institutional proposals for that that are successful?
Okay, so the question is, are we able to do some multi-state, multi-institutional plant trials or projects or replication? And we are working on that. We're not doing that to the degree that I would like for us to be doing, but it would be very good for Texas A&M and Mississippi State and Arkansas and Alabama and Florida and Louisiana to work together and establish FIG evaluations in multi-state areas, or we're working on a Camellia sinensis tea project right now that we're trying to get some funding for to do that. So we're working toward that avenue, but not quite there yet.
Another question? Thank you.
Thank you.